When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Haunting voice of the one and only Joe Stafford, singing a beautiful song by Jerome Kern, lyrics by Ira Gershwin, Long Ago and Far Away. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, here in Southampton, New York. Today I thought we'd look at some songs of long ago, hopefully not quite that far away. I'm always struck by how people heard songs growing up or fall in love with things that they hear in their childhood, and it stays with them a very long time. And I thought one way of looking at that kind of legacy of songs in our lives as a kind of larger metaphor would be to look at it through the songs my father taught me. These are songs that my dad, Gerald Maslon, loved growing up and shaped and formulated him through his life. And let's hear some of the songs. They're I would imagine, rather typical and resonant for people of a certain age, and certainly for people who grew up in New York during the Depression and World War II and the Eisenhower years and so on. So come with me, listeners, on a musical journey of songs my father taught me. Well, my dad was born in New York City in 1924. His father was, again, like many other people I'm sure out there, was a second-generation Eastern European Jew who came over from, who was born in New York. His father came over from Kiev, but my father's mother was born in Romania and came over here when she was four. She was actually born in Transylvania, which of course as a child just made me certifiably insane with joy and glee. And I always wondered, you know, did she have fangs and did she know Dracula and all that? But for the Jewish contingent who moved to New York, Romania had a strong affinity, especially in the Yiddish theater. And so here is one of the most famous songs from the Yiddish theater that certainly my grandmother and grandfather enjoyed and passed along to my dad, Romania, Romania.
Γυβέναμε όλα λάντα ζήσε ασχένε. Εχ, Ρουμίνιε, 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 Ρουμίνιε. Γυβέναμε όλα λάντα ζήσε αφάινε. Δόρτσου βοήνε νησα φέργινίγν, βούτους χάργιλις ρηχένς του κρίγν. Αμάμα λίγελε, απαστρώμελε, ακαρνάτσελε, την αγκλέιζελε βάινα. Ein Rumänien ist doch geht, fink in da jetzt weiß man nicht, Wein trinkt man überall, und wir verbeißt mit Katschkowal. Heide gede gedam, digge 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 dam, heide gede gedam, digge digge dam, heide gede gedam, digge 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 dam, heide gede gedam, digge digge dam. Ein Rumänien ist doch geht, fink in Sorgen weiß man nicht, Wein trinkt man spät, dann spät, und wir verbeißt der Kastrowet. Heide gede gedam, digge 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 dam, heide gede gedam, digge digge dam, heide gede gedam, digge 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 dam, heide gede gedam, digge digge dam. Oi, wie gewaltig wär mich schien, ich lieb nur Brinze, Mama lieg, ich tanz auf Reisach bis der Stelle, wenn ich es am Batlagelle zimma, tairli tam, zimma, tairli tam, zimma, tairli tam, zimma, tairli tam, ei, zusammen, kai, ich muss besser kennen sein, ei, am Vergnügen ist noch rumänisch Wein. Die Rumänen trinken Wein und essen Mama Liege. Und wer sich ist ein Eigenwab, jener ist Mischige Halsensa. Tairli Dam, Bubu, Tairli Dam, Zim Zim, Tairli Dam, Papa, Tairli Dam. Ei, zusammen, kai, ich muss besser kennen sein. Ei, ihr Vergnügen ist noch rumänisch Wein. Hey! Stitz, in die Kischen ist am Moid, wenn sie Saal sechzen. Wenn der Kisch dann alte Moid hebt sie uns zu krächzen. Set, tam dilli tam, set, set, titja illi tam, set. Ei, es ist am Achai, was besser kann es sein. Ei, ihr Vergnügen ist Normen. Tschu, tschak, ha, 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 ha.
I was lonesome, and when you came in sight, dear, my heart grew light and the old world seemed new to me. You're really swell, I have to admit you deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I've racked my brain trying to explain all the things you do to me. By mere Mr. Shane, please let me explain. By mere Mr. Shane that you're grand. By mere business shame, again I'll explain, it means you're the swellest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even say wunderbar, each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I try to explain. shame. Kiss me and say you understand.
By Mir Bistu Shane. Now, many listeners may know that from the Andrew Sisters, I guess, later in the war, but this is a 1936 recording by Bell Baker. My dad grew up in the Bronx during the Depression and always had a terrific affinity for Clifford Odets, who also grew up, I guess he grew up in Philadelphia, but knew what it was like to live in the Bronx in the 30s during the Depression. And there's a line in Awake and Sing, a great play, by Clifford Odets, where the leading character, the woman, says, "We just came back from hearing Belle Baker singing Ailey Ailey at the Fox Theater. It's real. It's almost like life." So that was Belle Baker, a somewhat forgotten, great, great seminal Jewish singer from the teens and 20s and 30s. And we couldn't find Ailey Ailey. Sorry, folks, but that's a little Belle Baker to give you a sense of what Jewish families in New York were listening to during the Depression. If you were a kid growing up in the Depression in the 30s, as my dad did, you would inevitably fall in love with jazz, I think. And it was a great time, the 20s and 30s, for the melting pot of New York to really share in each other's music in a way I don't think they even do today. And there were hundreds, if not thousands, if not, there were certainly thousands, maybe, of Jewish kids out there, if not hundreds of thousands, who loved jazz and black performers. I have a son named Miles, and I frequently kid around with him and say, "Miles, who's the greatest jazz trumpeter of all time?" And he'll say, "Miles Davis." And he said that in front of my dad once, and he said, "No, Miles, it's Satchmo." And Satchmo was my dad's hero growing up in the 30s. He had all his 78s. So here's a little Louis Armstrong. We try to play theater songs when possible on the show. And here's Satchmo's immortal rendition of Ain't Misbehavin', which he introduced in a Broadway revue called Hot Chocolates in 1930. Dig it away, Satch.
Waiting for rain. Donald, Donald, daddy. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about eight, me and my radio, babe. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you.
All right, Pop, I'll give you that. I'll give you Pops. He was the greatest jazz trumpeter of all time, one of America's great musicians. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're celebrating Songs My Father Taught Me. My dad, among many people of the greatest generation, served in World War II. He actually served as a member of the CIC, which was an early version of the CIA, in occupied Japan. And there was so much great music of World War II, and his taste never went to sort of the cornier ones like It's Been a Long, Long Time or I Don't Want to Walk Without You. Here's a song my dad loved during World War II. I think it was a European song that, like many songs like Autumn Leaves, were co-opted by American big bands. At any rate, here's Bob Eberle and Helen O'Connell, the Jimmy Dorsey Band, singing Amapola, a World War II hit.
Guitars would softly play. The tune seemed to dance round the words that he'd say. Amapola, my pretty little poppy, you're like that lovely flower, so and heavenly. Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you. Amapola, Amapola, how I long to hear you say,
I love you. my pretty little poppy. You're like that lovely flower, so sweet and heavenly. Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you. Amapola, amapola, oh, I long to hear you say, I love you.
Amapola, a World War II hit. Well, like many liberal-minded people in New York City, both during and after World War II, my father was very interested in politics and progressive politics, and I would suspect there were few people who were interested in that who did not have at least one Paul Robeson record on their shelf, be it 78 or, I guess, later, 45. Paul Robeson was such an important person for my dad growing up. There was something, again, in that world of the 30s, 40s, 50s, into the 60s, where I would say Jewish families, Jewish people deeply appreciated the plight of African Americans back then. And I think there was a much stronger symbiosis, or at least that's the way my father imparted it to me when I was growing up. So here's a song my father taught me. It's the greatest labor song of all time, the Great Labor Anthem, written by Earl Robinson and sung by one of my father's heroes, Paul Robeson. This is a song, The Ballad of Joe Hill.
I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. The copper bosses killed you, Joe. They shot you, Joe, says I. Takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe. I didn't die, says Joe. I didn't die. And standing there as big as life, and smiling with his eyes, says Joe, what they forgot to kill went on to organize, went on to organize. From San Diego up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where working men defend their rights, it's there you'll find Joe Hill. It's there you'll find Joe Hill. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. I never died, says he.
Thank you. first kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what
such a beautifully arranged version of a great, great Jerome Kern, Oscar Hammerstein song, All the Things You Are. That was Margaret Whiting singing one of the songs my father taught me. That's the theme on today's Broadway to Main Street episode. I'm your host, Larry Maslon, here at WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting in Southampton. So these are songs of a certain era. We heard songs of the 20s and 30s, and now we're going to go from the 40s to the 50s. And listeners, you know what happened then. This was the era of the great, great golden age of Broadway and the great book musical that was pioneered by Rodgers and Hammerstein in Oklahoma in 1943 with Oklahoma. And these are the years that my dad courted my mom. They eventually married in 1950. And these are the shows they went to see. My dad, I probably always thought Oklahoma and Carousel were a little corny. The next two shows were very much to his taste. He loved Cole Porter and The Score to Kiss Me, Kate. And we'll also hear what was, from my mother, the greatest romantic moment in the musical stage of all time, which is Ezio Pinza in South Pacific. So two great Broadway hits, songs from 1948 and 1949, songs my father definitely taught me.
Fred, remember that Viennese operetta when we were both in the chorus?
I beg your pardon, Lily. I was the understudy.
There was a waltz in it, remember? Something about a bar.
Ja. Madam, you are ravishing tonight. You have made me the happiest of men.
Your Highness.
Wunderbar.
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 There's our favorite star above.
What a bright, shining star. Like a love, it's wunderbar. Gazing down on the Jungfrau.
From our secret chalet for two.
Let us drink, Liebchen mine.
In the moonlight benign.
To the joy of a dream come true. Wunderbar, wunderbar. What a perfect night for love. It's truly wunderbar, wunderbar, wunderbar. We're alone and hand in glove.
Not a cloud near or far.
Why, it's more than wunderbar.
Say you care, dear.
For you madly.
Say you long, dear.
For your kiss.
Do you swear?
Darling, gladly.
Life's demanding.
And you're mine, dear. Wunderbar, wunderbar. There's our favorite star above.
What a bright, shining star.
Star above, what a bright shining star, like a love, it's
sound of laughter will sing in.
explain it? Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons, wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find the truth, when you feel it upon you, across a crowded truth, then flight were sought.
Ezio Pinza from the original cast recording of South Pacific Mai. It still works. It still sends chills down my spine. What a great rendition. This is Larry Maslon going over songs my father taught me. Well, my mom and dad moved to Malvern, Long Island, which is where I grew up in the 1950s, and had my brother in 1954 and me in 1959. And I'm going to play two selections from the first two records I ever remember hearing at the house. Can you believe it? The first was Lotta Lenya sings the Berlin songs of Kurt Vile. How strange. It must be why I'm demented to this day. It had an amazing portrait of her in purple, and she was. I kept asking my mom, who's this witch on this copy of this album, cover of this album? But a great record. And my favorite record, which was Noel Coward in New York. So, again, a small child growing up in Long Island listening to Kurt Vile and Noel Coward. Go figure, but maybe if it weren't for that, we wouldn't have the show today. So here are songs from two albums my father played for me. First, Lotta Lenya.
Meine Herren, heute sehen Sie mich Gläser abwaschen und ich mache das Bett für jeden. Und Sie geben mir einen Penny und ich bedanke mich schnell. Und Sie sehen meine Lumpen und das lumpige Hotel. Und Sie wissen nicht, mit wem Sie reden. Und Sie wissen nicht, mit wem Sie reden. Aber eines Tages wird ein Geschrei sein am Hafen und man fragt, was ist das für ein Geschrei? Und man wird mich lächeln sehen bei meinen Gläsern und man fragt, was lächelt die dabei? Und ein Schiff mit 8 Segeln und mit 50 Kanonen wird liegen am Kai. Man sagt, gewisch deine Gläser, mein Kind, und man reicht mit dem Penny hin. Und der Penny wird genommen und das Bett wird gemacht. Es wird keiner mehr drin schlafen in dieser Nacht. Und die wissen immer noch nicht, wer ich bin. Und die wissen immer noch nicht, wer ich bin. Und in dieser Nacht wird ein Getös sein am Hafen und man fragt, was ist das für ein Getös? Und man wird mich stehen sehen hinterm Fenster und man fragt, was lächelt die so bös? Und ein Schiff mit 8 Segeln und mit 50 Kanonen wird beschießen die Stadt. Meine Herren, da wird wohl ihr Lachen aufhören, denn die Mauern werden fallen hin. Und am dritten Tage ist die Stadt im Erdboden gleich. Nur ein lumpiges Hotel wird verschont von jedem Streich. Und man fragt, wer wohnt besonderer darin? Und man fragt, wer wohnt besonderer darin? Und in dieser Nacht wird ein Geschrei um das Hotel sein. Und man fragt, warum wird das Hotel verschont? Und man sieht mich treten aus der Tür gegen Morgen. Und man sagt, die hat darin gewohnt. Und das Schiff mit 8 Segeln und mit 50.
20 Kanonen wird beflaggen den Mast.
Und es werden kommen 100 gegen Mittag an Land und werden in den Schatten treten und fangen einen jeglichen aus jeglicher Tür und legen ihn in Ketten und bringen ihn mir und mich fragen, welchen sollen wir töten? Und mich fragen, welchen sollen wir töten? Und an diesem Mittag wird es still sein am Hafen, wenn man fragt, wer wohl sterben muss. Und da werden sie mich sagen hören, alle. Und wenn dann der Kopf fällt, sage ich, hoppla! Und das Schiff mit 8 Segeln und mit 50 Kanonen wird entschwinden mit
The world for some years has been sodden with tears on behalf of the acting profession. Each star playing a part seems to expect a purple heart. It's unorthodox to be born in a box, but it needn't become an obsession. Let's hope we have no worse to plague us than 2 shows a night in Las Vegas. When I think of physicians and mathematicians who don't earn a quarter the dough, when I look at the faces of people in maces, there's one thing I'm burning to know. Why must the show go on? It can't be all that indispensable. To me it really isn't sensible on the whole to play a leading role when fighting those tears you can't control. Why kick up your legs when draining the dregs of sorrow's bitter cup? Because you have read some idiot has said the curtain must stay up. I'd like to know why a star takes bows, having just returned from burying her spouse. Brave boop-a-doopers, go home and dry your tears. Gallant old troopers, you've bored us all for years. And if you're so blue, wet through and thoroughly woe-begone, why must the show go on? Oh, mammy, why must the show go on? We're asked to condole with each tremulous soul who steps out to be loudly applauded. Stars on opening nights weep when they see their names in lights. Though people who act as a matter of fact are financially amply rewarded, it seems when pursuing their calling, their suffering's simply appalling. But butchers and bakers and candlestick makers get little applause for their pains. When I think of miners and waiters in diners, the query forever remains, why must the show go on? The rule is surely not immutable. It might be wiser and more suitable just to close. If you are in the throes of personal grief and private woes, why stifle a sob when doing your job, when if you'd use your head, you'd go out and grab a comfortable cab and go right home to bed, because you're not giving us much fun. This laugh clown laugh routine's been overdone. Hats off to show folks for smiling when they're blue, but more Camille Faux folks are sick of smiling through. And if you're out cold, too old, and most of your teeth have gone, why must the show go on? I sometimes wonder, why must the show go on? Why must the show go on? Now, why not announce the closing night of it? The public seem to hate the sight of it, dear, and so why you should undergo this terrible strain, we'll never know. We know that you're sad. We know that you've had a lot of storm and strife. But is it quite fair to ask us to share your dreary private life? We know you're trapped in a gilded cage, but for heaven's sake, relax and be your age. Stop being gallant and don't be such a bore. Pack up your talent, there's always plenty more. And if you lose hope, take dope and lock yourself in the John. Why must the show go on? I'm merely asking, why must the show go on?
That was Noel Coward reminding us that there are in fact some things even more important than show business. Can you imagine? Worth remembering, though. These are songs my father taught me. I grew up in Long Island, about 50 minutes away from Broadway. And although my parents loved the music of Broadway from the 30s, 40s, and 50s, they weren't big on taking me in on the 50 minutes, which is strange. With one exception, there was an album at our home that occupied a kind of central place, as I suspect it did for many Jewish families in the 60s and 70s all across the nation. And that, of course, was the original cast album of Fiddler on the Roof. If you were not Jewish during that period, it's hard to imagine its impact. It was sort of like the sixth book of Moses, certainly for Reform Jews, because it brought Jewish traditions, as it were, tradition, right, into the mainstream of New York. Broadway became the longest-running Broadway hit of all time. It made, I think, my parents' generation feel as if they finally belonged or were completely assimilated, because what could be more assimilated than a hit Broadway musical? So here is a song we listened all together in our house in Long Island, Sabbath Prayer, from the original cast album of Fiddler on the Roof. Amen indeed, from the original cast of Fiddler on the Roof. My dad loved show tunes, again, from an earlier era. I could never get him interested in anything after 1965. My stepmother Ann and I have always tried to get him to be a Sondheim fan, to no avail. This past summer, I did a show on Broadway to Main Street of songs I love that were not from Broadway proper. And my dad kept insisting I had to have this next song on the list. It was not one of my favorites, one of his favorites, so it didn't make it on the list. And if my stepmother will forgive the use of the phrase twilight in the beginning of the song, I am very happy to play a song my father taught me, Stardust, by Hoagy Carmichael, as rendered impeccably by Nat King Cole.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain, my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
That was, of course, Nat King Cole with Hoagy Carmichael's Stardust, a song that my father taught me, that he very much wanted me to get onto this program in August. I finally have. Today's tribute was to songs my father taught me, and it's a tribute to my father, Gerald Maslon. He passed away on November 15th after a long stay in the hospital. I was able to play him many of these songs when I went to visit, and it cheered him up mightily. And I hope these songs continue to cheer up people who need it. These memories of the songs that we grew up with or our parents taught us help to sustain us, and I'm happy to do that here on this program. For a final song, it's actually a song I have not yet played on this show after 2 years. It was my father's favorite. I don't know, it's certainly his favorite recording of this song as well. I don't know if it was the combination of Kurt Weill, who was a Jewish emigre to America, the fact that the musical is set in New York City, or New Amsterdam, I guess, at the time. I suspect it had a lot to do with the performance of Walter Houston, who was so moving to people because he was not a big-time singery singer. He just spoke to so many people. And, of course, it's moral that the days grow short. Certainly as we reach December, we're in November now. And so I send this out to my family, Genevieve, Miles, Anne, and remembering my dad, Jerry Maslon, and reminding us that we should do as much as we can as the days indeed grow short. So thank you for indulging me, listeners. I hope you've enjoyed this music. It inspired my dad and in turn inspired me. So we'll close out with the inimitable elegiac September song from Knickerbocker Holiday, music by Kurt Vile, lyrics by Maxwell Anderson, sung by Walter Houston. So long, Pop.
But it's a long, long while from May to December, and the days grow short when you reach September. And I have lost one tooth, and I walk a little lame, and I haven't got time for the waiting game. And the days turn to gold as they grow few. September, November, and these few golden days I'd spend with you. These golden days I'd spend with you. When you meet with the young men early in spring, they court you in song and rhyme. They woo you with words and a clover ring. But if you examine the goods they bring, they have little to offer but the songs they sing and a plentiful waste of time of day. A plentiful waste of time. But it's a long, long while from May to December. Will the clover ring last till you reach September? And I'm not quite equipped for the waiting game, but I have a little money and I have a little fame. And the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days I'd spend with you. These precious days I'd spend with you.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.